Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter.
Hey guys, welcome to the glitter. This is going to be a fun week. I know we just finished our body series, so make sure you've listened to the last 7 days. It was super fun. Go ahead and binge them if you've made it here. But now I'm going to shift and do something different. And for the next 7 days, I'm going to be your little glitter hoe, your little glitter bitch, your glitter biz bestie, basically. Okay. I get asked this all the time. People text me, my DMs on Instagram are full of these questions about creating social media content. And I've been doing it for so long that I've learned so much. And then also I've helped people make a lot of money. And of course, being in the social media world and being a social media manager and a content creator, obviously I make good money doing it. So I thought it'd be fun for the next 7 days to do a series all about content. So welcome. That's what we're going to be talking about. If you have been wanting to put out social media content, maybe you're wanting to do more reels, TikToks, Instagram, whatever it is. I know there's that Facebook place too. A lot of your content could go over there as well. But maybe you've just been thinking about stepping up the game. Maybe you own a business and you're ready to like dial in your profit strategy. Maybe you're thinking, oh my God, it'd be so cool to share my message over on TikTok, right? Okay, well, this is going to help you get started. Okay, so let's do this. Welcome to the content series 7 day blitz. Oh, I like that. We're going to call it a blitz. So first off, I want to just tell you guys, this is going to kind of blow your mind, but just this last week, I made 30 TikToks. They weren't for me. They were for different brands and businesses. And I created about 50 Instagram posts and different social media content. And that doesn't even include like all the emails and all the other content that I create. And I know that's going to sound like an enormous number, but here's the thing, is you right now sitting here today is you're just starting with one piece of content. And that's pretty freaking rad. But I'm telling you these numbers because I know that you can learn a lot from me, and I'm really excited to share this with you guys. So obviously, like, we're kind of peeling back the curtain here. I'm like exposing all of my like best business knowledge to you guys, and it's going to be super fun. So welcome to day one. Day one, if you are getting started on your content journey or you're ready to glow it up, throw some glitter at it. Here's the thing you really have to do before you dive in is you have to decide what your core values are and who you are as a content creator. I'm not saying you have to make up a fake persona, but I want you to know as a content creator, you don't have to share everything. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to talk about my bowel movements because I saw another like famous influencer doing it. You can do whatever feels good to you and your alignment and your core values. So I know my core values when I create my own content, and I have my clients do this as well. If they don't come to me with a clear direction, or like I can really tell what their brand stands for, we have to do this exercise. And a core value is really, it's about you and your business. So for me, there's some things like I won't talk about. I don't care how many views you've been getting, or if you're like real flopped, whatever. We don't sit around and worry about that. We hit the ground running and we just keep going. So that's one thing I like hardly ever will talk about is that kind of stuff. It's just not necessary. And it's part of the core value of my brand. Another core value I have is that it all starts with self-love and self-worth. I will talk about that till the cows come home. Another core value that I have is that it's supposed to be fun. And that I really, really push myself to create different types of content. Like, I have a whole list of all my core values of like what I stand for, who I am, what do I want to express to the world? And the cool thing is my core values do change over time. They change a lot, and that's completely okay. I'm also a military wife. And while my husband was deployed, I would talk about that a lot. It was part of like who I was. I'm still a military wife, but it doesn't take up so much space in my life anymore. So first thing first, day one, you guys, decide what your core values are on social media. And that, of course, that might like pertain to a lot of your life as well, but just decide like what it is that you're going to stand for. Sometimes you'll hear this called brand pillars, but I like to take it just a little layer deeper because we're no longer like sitting up on the artificial surface of the water. We're really digging deep as content creators, and the content we put out on social media, we want it to drive our business. I'll repeat over the next 7 days this phrase a lot. We're focused on profit over views. That is one of my core values. And then after that, once you figured out your core values, then you move it into what it is that you do, what it is that you sell, and how you make money. And that becomes one of your topics as well. Okay, guys, get that out of the way. Day one, I will see you guys back for day two. And remember, if you're loving this podcast series, if you're like, hey, I really want to step up my content, come shoot me a DM, share it with your friends. It's always more fun when we do it together. All right, guys, here's to throwing glitter.